Daily Scramble Live.
So a huge story came out yesterday that was not just in the local papers, but it was in national news about these women who were, quote unquote, asked to leave Earth Cafe for being Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Earth Cafe is, of course, a very popular spot in North Laguna. It's fairly new. It's always crowded. So they have a policy, apparently, that after 45 minutes to free up tables for other customers, you have to leave.
Mm.
But the woman says it was Islamophobia. They were asked to leave because they are Muslim. And that's what made this such a big story.
Right.
The owner, whose name is Shalom Berkman, is a Jew.
Yes,
who's married to a Muslim woman.
I know.
And he said, "My wife is Muslim. I'm Jewish. We like to say we're a sign of world peace."
Yes, they do like to say that.
Berkman said he'd like to offer this particular woman, Sarah, for sock, a meal on the house.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
He said, "We're very sorry. She has this feeling that it was something racist, but that is not the case." Now, the video this woman took is, and you got to go watch it, is her marching around the restaurant saying, here's a table, open table, open table. Why did we get kicked out? You know, just complaining and saying, look at all this space. We could have stayed and continued eating.
Is she inside the restaurant when she's doing this?
She's walking outside, inside. She walks all over the restaurant showing empty tables.
Do you know what she is?
Hmm.
She's a real Muslim housewife of Orange County. That's what she is.
Okay.
This has got nothing to do with race.
Of course it doesn't.
This is to do with this, with a crazy woman who's probably off a Zoloft. You know, she lives in Rancho Santa Margarita. I don't care that she's wearing a hijab. She's full. She's what? What's that word when they say about kids from around here that have an expectation of certain things? You know, they have an
entitled
entitlement. Yes,
right.
And that's what this woman's got, and it's got nothing to do with it's cross cultural entitlement. Cross cultural. Jews are very good at that.
What makes me so upset about this story is Earth Cafe is like a haven for Muslim people.
It's wonderful.
It's crammed.
I think they should
with
build
Muslim
a,
people.
They should build a turret up there and do a call to prayer every five. Allahu Akbar every 4 hours. I love it. It's wonderful to see people from different countries.
I think so too.
Sitting there, I think
the guy's wife is Muslim.
Yeah.
You think he's going to kick somebody out because he hates Muslims?
His name is Shalom, which means peace. Okay.
It's ridiculous. It makes me so upset that somebody would make this about race because they know that society, it's a hot button issue. And if they say that, oh man, their video's going to go viral. I think it's just for the attention too.
On the other hand, and I'm certainly not defending this woman, Muslims have got it tough at the moment. Every time something goes on, you know, San Bernardino, something in the Middle East, there's a British MP right now claiming that the state of Israel should move to the US. It's all over the press over there. Middle East, hot button subject. The Muslims feel hard done by and they feel oppressed. And every time something like that happens, they know that this is going to play out in the press and Muslims are going to get blamed for everything. Donald Trump wants to throw everybody out, all of that stuff. So they're feeling a little sensitive.
Doesn't this make it worse?
I think it does, but I understand her instinct, even though it was completely blown out of all proportion, to be paranoid and a little skittish. I think we should feel a little sorry for her. I think she's an idiot.
Yeah.
But I think we can say, well, this is why. Because the Muslim community feels, on the whole, and as individuals, really a little paranoid at the moment. They feel a bit skittish about this kind of stuff.
Now, I would have almost been okay with this story if she said, "I'm upset that Earth Cafe has this policy and here's all these open tables." But the fact that she made it about race is absurd. Because I agree, it's a little ridiculous. You're kicked out of a restaurant after 45 minutes.
Yep.
You're sitting there drinking your coffee. You're not even done with it yet, which apparently she wasn't.
It's bad management, probably.
Right, and there are open tables. I agree. Okay, that's a shame. But to make it about your race.
Well, she was clearly a bit crazy and she ran around, stomping around, pointing at tables. That's a reason to throw her out. Why not? You've got
sure.
every right to throw a person out who's behaving
we
that way.
We refuse to right to refuse service to anyone.
Right.
Right.
Get out. It's fine.
But Earth Cafe was contacted and said, "Is this your policy?" And they said, "Sure is."
Yeah.
45 minutes. That's it.
And the great thing about it, of course, is that Shalom Berkman, as you say, is an Israeli Jew and he's married to an Israeli Arab. And So that's the end of that story, isn't it?
It really is.
Because there is no, you know, you're not dealing with some redneck here.
Yeah.
You're dealing with somebody who's clearly taking a lot of risks in his life. Not an easy thing, that,
yeah,
for you to marry an Arab. Very difficult thing in your family anyway.
And there's people, you know, wearing hijabs. There's people who practice the Muslim faith in that restaurant all the time.
Right.
So that, it's just, I'm glad we can squash this. I hope nobody sees, I hope everybody sees through this woman's argument.
Well, she actually, you know, she did say that she was going to go to CARE, you know, the Council on American Islamic Relations, for them to make a statement. And as far as I can tell, they have refused to do so.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah. I would hope so. So the real story here is Earth Cafe's policy about sitting at a table for 45 minutes, little iffy. I think that's
right.
Maybe that's the story.
Well, they get so busy. I guess they want to monetize every person that they hate the idea of people standing in line and leaving because it's too long or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not about race. It's really not about race.
Right. I'm glad we're on the same page about this, because I was worried when you told me yesterday you wanted to talk about this on the air that you're be on the other side of it.
I feel sorry for this woman. I think she needs to go see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I think she needs maybe some medication. Calm down.
We'll update you if it goes anywhere else. But that story came out yesterday. So fresh out of Laguna, making national news.
That's great when that happens.
This band called Clea, Dire Consequences.